Blog Talk Radio.
Seven Wonders of the Universe. You're about to hear the eighth. Welcome to Sports in Depth on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, with your host, award-winning journalist and commentator, the legendary Doc Stanley. You have time to tell a friend about Sports in Depth. It's heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, in the heartbeat of the Big Apple, New York City, in the heartbeat of Harlem. Now, here's your host, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, on Blog Talk, Trust in God Radio Network. And as always, open with a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, dear Lord, have your will and your way. We thank you, Lord, for little things we so largely take for granted. More importantly, dear Lord, that your way be our way. We thank you for all things in memory of darkness in Jesus. Amen. Heal us, guide us, strengthen us. Once again, thank you for blessings forthcoming, have come, all undeserved. And thank you, Lord, for little things which are largely taken for granted. For you are God, or by yourself. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. Last kind of sports is up with a trust in God, but in every blog, talk radio, no different twist for you tonight. You know, so often you hear the music that's being played in the background or over the themes or other intros. This year, our opening intro where we pray is Dear Lord. It's done by the late, great John Coltrane, considered by many to be the greatest tenor saxophone player of all time. Coltrane was discovered by Miles Davis. Train rented at his own group. His most renowned album is the classic and the legendary A Love Supreme. During the era in which you hear the collaborations of Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, that was the time period in which Train had left Miles' group. In fact, Miles had put Train out of the group. Train had acquired a heroin addiction, as Miles had once said. So Miles had told everybody in the group, look, you know, just be on time. But Train had gotten to the point that Train was coming looking disheveled and suits all ruffled up. And Miles said, hey, you know what? Look, cut out. Get yourself together. And so anytime you hear those collaborations between Coltrane and the great Thelonious Monk, that was that period in which Train was getting himself back together, so to speak, kicking the heroin habit, and eventually came back with Miles. Miles said when he discovered Train, he was a diamond in the rough, knew he would be the diamond of the group. Train came back with Miles. It was on that first album, Kind of Blue, which was considered the greatest jazz album of all time. Miles Davis, trumpet, Bill Evans on the piano, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, Paul Chambers on the bass, alto sax, Cannonball Adderley, and a tenor sax, John Coltrane. Coltrane died in 67 at a very young age, considered as by many the greatest tenor sax phone player of all time. Everybody considers Charlie Parker the greatest alto saxophone player of all time. We're going to play a song for you. People like to hear the music. It's the opening song, intro, Van Halen. This is really like this. I just think it's just a great way to bring the show on and speak this song. So for you, our intro. We'll be right back. piece of music from one of the great rock groups of all time, Van Halen. That's our intro. I always love that. I mean, that intro just always gets your attention. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. But when you hear that first tin, tin, and you know, it just, I mean, come on, listen to it now. I mean, you know, it's music. I'm one of the great rock bands of all time, Van Halen. We closed the show with Marvin Gaye's Save the Children. You know, Marvin got out of the Air Force, honorable discharge, was part of the Moonglows. Moonglows added an E to his name. You know, it was J-A-Y. He added an E to his name. Was the most prolific male singer in history of Motown. In fact, Smokey wrote Heard Through the Grapevine. And originally wanted Marvin to do it, but Gladys Knight and the Pips did it. It became the biggest selling hit in the history of Motown. Marvin finally did it. And when Marvin did it, his version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine was the biggest selling hit in the history of Motown at that time. Marvin had the most singles. The Prince of Pop. How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You. Stubborn Kind of Fella. I'll Be Doggone. One of my favorites. I'll Be Doggone. You know, Marvin wanted to be a balladeer in the same vein as Sammy, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett. That's what Marvin really wanted to sing in that sort of venue. Met Marvin Gaye. I was blessed by the grace of God. 1974, Marvin performed out at the Nassau Coliseum. And I always tell you people here on Sports and Devil, I say Julius. I'm talking about Julius Irving. Julius called me at the house. He said, Mel, you coming to the concert tonight? I said, what concert? He said, Marvin Gaye's at the Coliseum. I don't have any ticket. He said, no, you know you ain't going to need no ticket. He was right. They just asked for me because the guys on the same security guys were there, and you know, they loved me and my good friend Chip Gatlin Jr., who was the producer of John Sterling's show. The Gatlin gun, as John Sterling called him. And I got a chance to go by 1974. Young lady from Holland was a big fan. So she was sort of ecstatic also to meet Marvin Gaye. I remember going back and Marvin said, I love everybody. His close friend of also Billy Paul's, who has something here. And, you know, with that as intro, Billy Paul was in how Melvin's in the Blue Notes group. Because Billy is a personal friend of mine. I met him through international promoter, Dashiell Hutchins Marshall Jr. And Billy said, you know, Harold felt that Billy didn't dance well enough. So he had Billy leave the group, and Teddy Pendergrass, who was the drummer in the group, took over as the lead singer. Because Marvin was a session drummer, too, for a long time. He got the Air Force. Yeah, Marvin was a drummer, too. And everybody knows Billy from Me and Mrs. Jones and the big album, War of the Gods. And those who took this song here, How to Ways, Black Boy do, you know? Am I black in the foot? I stay connected for as I was groping acts into my country, I was saying, it's time to come up. The song that Billy talked about in an interview he did here in Brazil in Fortaleza, how that song somewhat seemed to be in the minds of a lot too Too Black, Too Radical. Lovely White Blanche talked about the story that Billy was going to be in the Mike Douglas show, Big Show out in Philly. And Sammy Davis Jr. was going to be in the show, too. So they called Billy and told him, look, you know, we're going to put you on another time because, you know, you and Sammy, that's going to be too many, you know, black performers on the show at the same time. Well, Sammy heard about it, told Mike Douglas, no Billy Paul, no Sammy Davis Jr. I was talking with a friend of mine, and he said, funny, you say Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer ever. No. The greatest all-time roller-line entertainment ever was Sammy Davis Jr., born in Harlem Hospital, same hospital my beloved sister Helen was born in. Sammy could sing, dance, play the drums and the trumpet, and as a person who could imitate the voices of other people. Nat King Cole, who we're going to feature here too, talked about hearing Sammy on the radio singing a song, imitating him. And Sammy was so good that Nat did not know that it wasn't him and turned to his wife and said, you know, honey, I'm going to pay more attention to the songs I record. Natalie Cole, when she first, she's a sweet great daughter, when she first got on the scene, she wouldn't use the last name Cole because she didn't want people to give her a sort of a pass because she was Nat King Cole's daughter. They tell the story of a cold night in the South. Ladies on the road with a flat tire. And this is the 60s. The guy stops. Says, hey, man, can I help you? He says, yeah, I've got this flat. The car is a little jammed out. I'm trying to get to the hospital to see my husband. And the lady gets in the car, and the guy says, look, I'll take you to the hospital. We'll come back and get the car. So I drove to the hospital. 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, there's a knock on the door. And the guy goes to the door, and there's the best type of television one can buy at that time being delivered to him. And he's puzzled. He didn't order it. He said, no, this has been paid for and sent to you. He has a note. Thank you very much. I was on the way to see my husband who was in the hospital who, after I got there, passed away that night. And thanks so much for your kindness and your help. This is Nat King Cole. Cole died in February of 1965. I remember there's a comedy show. He'd always have a couple of Muppets. And one would be Nat King Cole. He always would sing the Christmas song. And I just remember Nat was the first African-American to host a weekly radio show. But due to the fact that they wouldn't sponsor him, okay, America wouldn't sponsor a black entertainer, Cole's show was only 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Because nobody in America would sponsor a black entertainer. Nat King Cole, the story is... So the great pianist, Earl Hines, was his mentor, and Nat picked the name, you know, Nat Cole. And supposedly, my Uncle Wallace told the story that Nat was playing the piano one night, Nat King Cole Trio, and the guy had a couple of drinks and got him to say, hey, you know, as all you can do is play, well, I just sing something. The rest, they say, is history. And with that, we're going to come back to Billy, come back to Marvin, but let's play the greatest Christmas song of all time. I remember one Christmas, my aunt, Fornetta, she turned to my dad and said, it doesn't sound like Christmas if you don't hear this song. Mel told me, hold it. Next to the pole, maybe the most. Hold that Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe
help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Keeping music going and saying happy birthday to a host of people. Today's the 16th, George Jones Jr.'s birthday. Yesterday, John Hopkins, and the man whom this song was made for, the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. Stevie Wonder, real name Stephen Hardaway Morris, actually Stephen Hardaway Judgment. And the picture that we have here of Stevie, as he was working in life in Fort Lauderdale, Brazil, the picture from 2006 that he took and traveled it, which is in the state of course by year. He was the first captain of the jet. Anyone? Congratulations.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Head Street in the background. Happy birthday, anyone here. I want to say happy birthday. You know, this is Spectre Fighters. It's funny. I listen to this.
That lives in all of the hearts of people. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us so.
Visit at a no town was thing is just hard to see. I just go see you one. I think so much they were looking one time to make him sort of like the next great Charles. And the birthday music I played because it's so apropos. My beloved mother's birthday is next Monday, as we celebrate King's Day next Monday on her birthday, which I believe will also be Inauguration Day. I think it's a lot what I also did King Day. The dream. I may not get there with you, but we as a people see the promise. And Al Jackson, who's a mentor to both myself and Stevie Wonder, was a man who brought into frustration, started to see. I remember I had done a show, ironically, with Bob Slade, another legend. Al Jackson was the Jackie Robinson, the Christopher Columbus, American Speech Show of black radio. He was the first black everything, you know. His book was an amazing read. It saddens me that I didn't get Hal's autograph. It's a busy Hal's birthday, too, is the same as my beloved daughter, Dimity, and noted photographer, P.J. Albert, and the longest reigning heavyweight champion outside of Joe Louis, Larry Holmes, November 3rd. And Hal had told me that he had started that. And I mean, I'll brush it off, you know, to want no recognition and stuff. But it was Al who implemented the beginning and the seeds that brought to filtration King being recognized. And for a long time, there are a lot of states. I don't know if all the states still recognize King's birthday. Al was a personal friend of King and so many other people. He talked about the last time he saw Martin. And he noticed the intensity of Dr. King in absorbing and looking around at his surroundings. And he asked, you know, what happened to Martin? And Dr. King told him, you know, I don't think I'll be coming this way again. I personally saw Dr. King. Dr. Sandy F. Ray was one of the most renowned pastors and a Republican in Brooklyn in the world, and he was friends of Dr. King and Dr. King's father. We had a big anniversary at the church, and in the morning, Governor Nelson Rockefeller came down and was the speaker. In the afternoon, Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he won the Nobel Prize in 1964, and it's astonishing when you look back, black people didn't have the right to vote yet. There are so many profound words that King has left. I remember reading, forgiveness was not an occasional act, but a permanent state of mind. Wow, you know, just what kind of man says that? And Dr. King said, you know, until a man has found something to die for, life isn't worth living. And I remember telling Randy Johnson, the great Randy Johnson, the last pitcher to win 300 games. I think he's going to be the last left-handed pitcher ever to win 300 games. And one of King's great sayings was, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of convenience and comfort, but where he stands in times of trial and controversy. And tomorrow we celebrate the birthday of a man who so much is the epitome of that. My name ain't Cassius anymore. My name is Muhammad Ali. If I have to go to jail for my belief and my religion, Elijah Muhammad, then I'm willing to suffer the consequences. Jim Brown talked about himself, Lew Alcindor still, my Jabbar, Bill Russell, Harvey Mitchell, first African-American to play for the Washington Redskins, was with the Browns. A core of elite, Maurice, I think the first black governor, and they just say, hey, you know, you're not going to be in the battleground. But Jim Brown said his commitment was so deep, so sincere, with so much zeal, he said that had we pursued to attempt to convert him into our way, and say he would have converted us. Ali, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. A lot of guys say, well, I don't know if he was great. And the thing about Ali, he's the greatest fighter of all time because, you know, at a heavyweight, the speed of his hands was just simply amazing. And you got to figure, if he goes down, how much faster they become, how much more power he has. He knocked out Bob Foster. Foster later remarked about, just couldn't believe that he had hands that fast. Foster said there were welterweights with hands that were not as fast as his. I've known him personally. I've been around with him. Of all the stuff I have in my Trust in God Sports and Death Entertainment Artifacts Museum, most of it is Ali. Me and him, the back page of the Daily News. And I remember I had a bag full of stuff. He won the Potemkin Award. And I had a couple of things I wanted to sign. I had about 10 things. But I took about 4 out the bag, and he signed them. And then he looked in the bag, looked at me, said, what's in the bag? I said, champion, you can't sign all this stuff. So give it to me. That's Ali. I've said this about every athlete in America and every athlete in the world, especially in America. If Muhammad Ali has time for autographs, pictures, and interviews, than everybody else is, because everybody is shooting for a distant second place. Ali's number one, with the exception of Jackie Robinson, whose birthday is the 31st of this month, who we're saying happy birthday, remember his birthday, Jim Brown. But boxing-wise, from last Thursday to this Thursday, George Foreman's birthday on the 10th, okay? Joe Frazier had a birthday on the 12th. Bernard Hopkins' birthday was yesterday. Today is Roy Jones Jr.'s birthday. Tomorrow is Buddy McGirt and Muhammad Ali's birthday. Now, the triangle here between the heavyweights is Joe Frazier only lost 4 fights, and he only lost to 2 guys. The 2 guys he lost to, George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. Smoking Joe Frazier, who you heard right here on Blog Talk Radio on Sports and Death, Justin God Radio. Joe did that interview was with July before last. Called in, and we had a great time. January 2 is a big month. My daughter, Turquoise, the 2nd. My grandson, Tariq, the 25th. My beloved mother, Vivian, the 21st. We say happy birthday, too, to Anthony Emil Newendam. Marla Barfield, wife, the 1986 American League home run champion, the only African-American to lead the league in home runs for a foreign team. Rifle arm, gold glove, the great Jesse Barfield, Jackie Robinson, Jack Roosevelt Robinson, 31st. His one of the great detectives, New York City Radio, Glenn Martin. More music. Stevie, okay? You know, Stevie's just made a hard to play. Stevie did an album, and fooling people, he spelled his name backwards. Everett Rednow. And I remember, that's like late 60s. And it was just a great album by a great artist. You just can't say enough about Stevie Wonder. Another person I got a chance to meet a couple of occasions. First time I met him was out of Nassau Coliseum. I know that backstage was this short guy. And that short guy turned out to be Mick Jagger. And the last time I saw Stevie was when I was working with the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy. And the wife of the Incomparable, went with Maxwell Simon. My fellow police officer and employee for one time, Cliffside Music. His wife, the Comfort Glory again. And music wise, let's continue to keep it going. It's only music that we play here on the
Black Talk, Trust to God, Red Network. And this one here is just a great piece of music, too, I think. You know? Final four NFL for the Super Bowl. And it's the Baltimore Ravens again, actually, with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. On the other side of the ledger, it's the San Francisco 49ers again in a game a step away as they'll play the Atlanta Falcons. The big game is actually the Falcons came back. You see, that they've been about to be done. You got to wonder why in the world Pete Carroll was saving his time out. And they pulled out a game that looked like they had let it away. Brady and the Patriots just ran rough side over the opponent, Texans, with the Ayo Kaye. Ravens and Denver, a great game. Mr. Lewis will, Ray Lewis will get another day to play football. He gets another shot and get him back to the Super Bowl. The good linebackers and great people all the time. This music, I've heard this. I hadn't seen the movie Rocky, but I heard this played on a Sunday, ABC White Willis, after Ali had fought. I loved it. Loved the ending. Great music. And used at the title of a great guy. That's them. Just about the music. Welcome to Rock Talk Radio. That's some God within me. Bill Coney. You know, we talked about Stevie, and we talked about Marvin, and we talked some more about Marvin Tupac, the Motown legend. They were two, and you know, Marvin was the first artist there to break away and do his own thing. And that what's going on the album was just different. It was different in not only what he said about society, but it was nonstop. You didn't have any stopping the music. What's going on moved right on to What's Happening, Brother. It moved on to Flying High and The Friendly Sky. And Barry Gordy had told him it wasn't going to work. And well, so much for not working. Marvin did get a Grammy for his last great hit across the board, which at the time reminded me so much of my brother James. Sexual Healing. We all know the sad story. Leon Cohen. And, I was told the story about Leon with my partner. I mean, Leon Cohen, great Jewish name. And Leon was a brother with a blowout afro. Leon was putting up all the Jewish holidays and getting them off. One cop in a month, they discovered he wasn't Jewish. And he was upset. He said, you know, Stanley, I think there goes all my Jewish holidays. But he called me. Said, hey, man, you can't believe it. So he says, Marvin Gaye just died. Well, I said, his father shot. And you talk about great temptation acts. They were the last, they were called. They were the Temptations, but they weren't doing well. Barry Gordy changed their name from the Temptations to the Pilots. And they still didn't have any hits. So they switched it back to the Temptations. They became the best pound for pound male group in history of music. Their dancing, the ability for everybody to lead. Eddie Kendricks led their first big hit, The Way You Do the Things You Do. David Ruffin led their first big million selling hit, My Girl, which Smokey Robinson wrote. Smokey wrote My Girl for the Temptations and My Guy for Mary Wells and a host of other songs. And Eddie Kendricks led them in the last great song across the board for them, where they were number one on pop and rock and R&B, Just My Imagination.
This year is David Ruffin still with him. Great summer tune. And just what the Temptations were about. There's great music from a great group. The Temptations with David Ruffin leading. Into the back of the
day. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Out of the bag. He did leave the Temps. He was just dismantling one of the greatest, the greatest, half-pound male group of all time. Otis Williams, who founded the Temptations, Paul Williams, who was the original lead singer of the Temptations, Melvin Franklin, whose name was David English. He changed it to Melvin Franklin. David Ruffin, who was the little brother of Jimmy Ruffin, who joined the group. And, of course, Paul Williams' best friend, I think the greatest tenor, music. Philip Bailey's also right up here, too. Eddie Kendricks. Temps and the Supremes, they had a group together, the Primes and the Primettes, and ironically, they were the last two male and female groups to get a hit in at Motown. They were nicknamed the no-hit Supremes and Temptations. Well, it got changed. Supremes are still the greatest female singing group of all time. I mean, TLC, I believe, has sold more records than any other female group. But Diana Ross, Flo Ballard, and Mary Wilson, greatest female singing group of all time. Dr. Stanley Sports Network on the Black Talk, Trust and God Radio Network. Just the music, just playing some of the songs that you hear. A lot of times people hear records and say, "Dad, you know, I want some more of it." And so we're playing some of the songs that you hear. Temptations Ain't Too Proud to Beg. We played Bill Conti, Going the Distance from the movie Rocky. Played some of Billy's and the Black Enough for you. My favorite Billy Paul song, because everybody loves Me and Mrs. Jones, and I first really got introduced into Billy, because, you know, you may have a hit record and people don't really kind of absorb you. Fred Bishop, who was in the military with me, and who, to the grace of God, was the reason why I took the police test, because Fred used to take all the civil service tests. Those days, applications were free, and he also had a lot of equipment, and I did a little dedication to him in the front. He did one for me. He used Billy Paul Going East music. And sometimes the number one hit record of a group or a person is not your favorite. And, you know, the Jackson 5, who had to drop the name Jackson 5 when they left Motown. I remember their father was a little upset at Jermaine, who stayed with Motown. And I read somewhere where he made the comment, you know, that it's my blood that goes through his veins. I met Mr. Jackson, too, at a fight out in Vegas with none other than Don King. Michael, I saw Michael perform the day before 9/11. Gloria Gaynor was on that show. Her husband, the great number of Maxwell Simon, got me a ticket to go to the show. But had I thought about it, I should have went downstairs. I knew, oh, God's probably going to get to see Mike, but I got there. But Billy Paul, I first met as I was opening as a stand-up comic for Phil the Time, Mel Stanley Comedy Cup, and Joe Albright. And then now we've got to be friends. Tremendous. You know, I had came to Brazil 2007, about June, and this year, and some other people would meet me there, and nobody was there. So I got on the phone, and sometimes I can do things like I'm a genius. And I called the Marina Park, and I asked for Mr. Potomacio, and he wasn't in his room. And I don't know how I had to change, kind of think of it. So I knew Billy was in town to perform, so I called for his room. And I'd never talked to Billy Paul before in this kind of venue, you know, just hiring a pitcher. And I asked, you know, was Mr. Cotamacho around? And he said, no, there's not around, but can we call me back about 10, 15 minutes? So I called back, and once again, it wasn't him. And he said, look, you know, call me back, and if he is not here, I'll come to the airport and get you. The legendary, the great Billy Paul was going to come to the airport to get me. Their shows, they had some things that happened. Hey, the man, grab me, I couldn't get over. I got everything covered. Billy, as I told you, was in Hal Melvin's Blue Notes. He left the Blue Notes. Actually, Hal didn't feel that Billy had the dancing ability needed for the Blue Notes. Billy was a boxer, too. You know, Billy was a boxer. So I was talking about Miles Davis, all be calling him, come on down to the gym, so I can knock you out. Billy went to Temple University. My favorite Billy Paul song, though, is this one right here. Billy's...
I've been away so long. But now, baby, Billy's back home. And said it all, it all remains the same. But now I know that home is a woman to call my very own. Let her say, crying over me, 'cause this time, baby, I will. There is no place left for me to roam. I just had to know what there was. You should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold your own. And do
got to hold on to that. You should try to hold on.
Coach Tomaso Jr., the promoter, got me two passes to see it. And this was part of a segment they were playing. And Billy and Blanche were flying up in the air. It was really to hear that music and look out the window and see how high they were and how pretty it was outside. I'm going to be Billy Paul's song. It's by Mrs. Jones. And it's not This Is Your Life. It's Billy's Back Home. Former member of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. The Big. Billy Paul. Those of you who heard of him in a car accident a couple of days ago, Billy's great. Billy will be back in Brazil in June. He does June 12th, which is the Valentine's Day here. Dia de Namorado. And he'll be here. And he's been coming to Brazil since the 80s. Great man. And just playing you just music tonight. Some of the music that you hear here on Sports and Depth on the Live Talk, Justin Garvey. Now, here's another song that you hear too. And this originally heard this on that great TV show. Phil Collins from Genesis, Human on His Own. But this is originally done on a Friday night. Tubbs and Crockett, Dan Johnson and Michael Philip Thomas from Miami Vice. And my son Melvin really likes it. I like it too. Probably my favorite Phil Collins song outside of Subsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsubsub we should use Phil Collins in the air tonight.
sports in depth, just the music. On Blog Talk Radio Network, Trust in God Radio Network, on Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Network, just the music. Playing some of the songs that you so often hear as a background or themes and intros. This is, I enter to the show, the great band here. I don't think they've made a greater hit. They may have sold more records, some of them I have to look up. Some info on the artists, you know, talking about Billy, Temple, Mrs. Jones, War of the Gods, this is the biggest album. The photo of Stevie Wonder that's on our intro here was taken in Salvador, which is in the state where Bahia, the city in Bahia, was the first capital of Brazil. And Rio de Janeiro, was the second. And Salvador and Bahia is the area where the most people of the complexion, not of the connection, as I probably would say, of people of dark complexion, more of the Negro, as my lovely friend, Lady Elke DeJamos Frages, was telling me. Marvin Gaye. I'm going to play this tune here, but I may close with, I always try to close the show. It's a closing song that you hear. I told you of the artist. And in my Trust in God Sports and Entertainment out of Halifax Museum, you know, Marvin Gaye's album that's going on. But in the background, you hear, hey, man, it's a swinging party. Man, yeah, man. Well, they were Mel Farr, the great running back for the Detroit Lions, and one of the great cornerbacks of all time, Lim Barney. I remember when they introduced, they were showing a clip of Lim Barney as a cornerback. He was making so many interceptions, I thought he was an end. And he's a Hall of Famer, a close friend of the great, my friend L. Lawrence Taylor. And he was one of the background singers. And so on the What's Going On album, I have an autographed copy of the album by the great Lim Barney. And other singers of renown. The greatest recorded voice of all time, they say, Aretha Franklin. Aretha's in there. Friend of Whispers, so I open up for them, Scotty and Walter. A man, too, that is so dear to me. There you go. Hey, Stan. That's from the album Music for Lovers. If the World Is Down Loved. And also, he did the national anthem at the 1983 All-Star Game, and they've done a, as they did with Natalie Cole and her father, they've done a situation where he and his daughter.
No, not gay. Please rise for the national anthem. perform on the film
of the greatest
known as
Marvin
Gaye, with her late father, Marvin Gaye.
a police officer. And the first Christmas anniversary of the passing of my dad, who passed away December 23rd, the year before. Hathaway was the first artist I ever saw live. Out of the military in 71 and early in February 72, at Town Hall, he performed with Applejack and was playing. I'll never forget, he opened up with Marvin Gaye's What's Going. That I became aware of that, you know, other artists could play other artists' songs. And he had that Applejack. His daughter, Layla Holloway, is a great song. A songstress herself. This Christmas tradition, one of the great Christmas songs of all time. Howard Hewitt got to know Howard, the amazing story. You know, Howard married one of the Soul Train dancers who was also the secretary for the late great Don Cornelius. And in that being the case, Randy Foley Cunningham became his wife, and they formed the group Shalimar, which Jody Watley was a part of. Howard, I met personally, and I think he has the greatest rendition of Noel up done it. As nobody has a better rendition of Christmas this Christmas. Sayin' Man, too, is also a classic that he has had done as a gospel song. But when I first heard this, I remember hearing the opening of this on Christmas time, the Adventures Records on the radio, and going and listening to other songs and come back and catching it, the end of it. Said, wow, what's that song? The greatest rendition, I told Howard this too, of the First Noel, done by, you heard this during the Christmas time, music part of our Christmas songs, is Christmas, First Noel, Christmas song. It's just a great piece of music by a great artist. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the music, just music today. Every day is Christmas when you're alive and well. And, you know, really reason that Jesus is not only the reason for the season. He's simply the reason. I remember that movie I think of his name now, played, and he looked at his wife and said, "You are my reason. You are all my reason." His name is Christ. All our reason for life. That's it. I was here. First of all, this music.
One is the king of kings.
Three wise men came from a country so far. to follow that star wherever and when the sun drew nigh to the northwest over Bethlehem.
People don't comprehend what the birth of Christ is all about. First of all, Christ's birthday is not December 26th, okay? The Christmas holiday is adapted from a Babylonian holiday, sun god, but it kind of works out all right, you know, we're recognizing this. But Christ was actually born sometime in October. That's when the shepherds are in the field. In December, the shepherds are not out in the field. But we, you know, especially, you know, so like myself, ain't no way in the world I can comprehend. I'm sure, thank God that God chose me. I know the great line from John 15:16, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, Christ says. And his other line that Christ says, I have not come to save the world, but those that the Father has given me. You know, so many of us under the impression that we make this choice. It's not a choice we make. He chooses us. And it's just hard to comprehend. You know, you take the richest man in the world, magnify the highest degree you can, and you can't contemplate coming out of heaven. Coming out of heaven. You know, you really kind of don't understand what love is. That great line by Captain Hepburn. And love has nothing to do about what you're expecting to get, but about what you're expecting to give, which is everything. And a beautiful person that's always been it, don't worry about it, you know, because you've left no stone unturned. You know, if it didn't work, it wasn't your fault. You know what I mean? And, you know, you deserve it. The other line by Dr. King, forgiveness is not the case after the permanent state of mind. You can't comprehend what God, and for God, his only son. I mean, imagine you have 10 sons, but his only begotten son. It's just hard to comprehend God. And you know, Christ asks, you know, can this cup be taken from me? And nobody went through more than he did. I mean, they used to hang people on the cross. They nailed them. And then, you know, to be God, to walk on water, to heal the sick, that great line, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey? And people are like, yeah, okay, right, you know. And
Sometimes your brothers and sisters get mad at you. Don't worry about it. I mean, Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters didn't believe in him. So it's just amazing. Great song by Howard Hewitt. Doc Stanley, Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God. They're never playing just the music tonight. The songs that you hear so redundantly and often on the show with the little in and out clips and everything. Here's another one. You usually close the show with this one. So I'm going to play this one and then come right back behind it with Billy's back home. So commercial for Billy. And he makes his move back. But this is Marvin Gaye. He closed that show. And I remember it was something that my friend Leon Cohen really liked this one too much. Marvin Gaye.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Thank you for joining us for this installment of Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. We hope you join us, and please tell a friend about Sports in Depth, heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, in the heartbeat of the Big Apple, New York City, in the heartbeat of Harlem.
The greatest African-American sportscast in history of radio. Number one in New York, number one everywhere. Then Jupiter and Larry Hunt. I couldn't give a shit with Larry. And we started the change about it. What a cool story here. And just move. Just had friends and family turn to me. Thank you.
than Ali, too. You know, Ali is the greatest for a whole lot of reasons. And if for none other, Muhammad Ali, when he was not at his greatest, he beat the greatest heavyweights of his time. You do Ali and Trilogy, as Marion Boykin says. Marion B. Boykin, which stands for Black, Beautiful, Bodacious, and a Brother, and also a Friend. And the first Ali, the guy that he stripped, nobody beat him. Second guy, that's the guy that came back after the stripping. And third guy was the guy who won from Finch, became the first man ever to win three times. But Ali beat Joe Frazier 2 out of 3 times. He beat Kenny Norton 2 out of 3 times, who would never beat him one time. And he knocked out George Foreman as the second Ali, not the best, not at his best, not at his greatest. Ali beat the greatest of all time when he was no longer the greatest. Billy Paul is going to close it out for us, and he'll be coming back home. Doc Stanley, Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network, live from Fortaleza, Brazil. From the bottom of my heart, God bless you all and trust in God. Billy Paul, we will be back in Brazil in June, and Billy is always someplace on my CD record shop. Doc Stanley, just the music. Live in Fortaleza, Brazil. Mommy, every day, I love you. God bless you.
I've been away so long. But now, baby, everything's back home. I've done and said it all. Said it all. Now I know that home is a woman to call my very own. There's a sound crying over me. Cause this time, baby, I won't leave. There is no place left for me to roam. I just had to know what there was to be. Now I know that restoration leads. Cause when you've got someone who waits for you while you're gone, you should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold your own.
never gonna